This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by North Reading football coach Ed Blum. Ed, welcome.
Bill, thanks for having me again.
Great to talk with you again. It's been a couple of weeks, but you have a big game coming up Friday night at North Reading, 6 o'clock, with Newburyport in town. This Newburyport team, 5-1, and they're doing pretty well this year. You guys, 4-2. So I guess, what is your take on the matchup this week?
Yeah, Newburyport's a really, really good team. You know, they just had their senior night, and you could see that they have 20 seniors, which is very different than our program in terms of seniors. So they're a senior-heavy team. They've got some really good athletes. Their quarterback has a really strong arm. They've got, you know, two or three guys in that they rotate in the backfield that can make plays for them, and some really strong receivers. So they're just a really good athletic team. And they utilize that, you know, that speed and on offense and even on defense.
So Ed, you're looking at this, you know, Newburyport over the years. Is this a team that's just kind of grown up and developed from one class to another year older now and another year better, basically?
Yeah, I mean, as far as if I am remembering correctly, I mean, this is a group. A bunch of them have been playing on varsity even since I think their sophomore years, if not before. So it's a group that's kind of grown up together, and certainly had some ups and downs, and but some really good varsity experience, I think, obviously now is kind of showing on the field.
Well, you guys are coming off the win over Essex Tech last week. We talked a couple of weeks ago. Your two losses this year, both overtime losses. So I guess how have things kind of fallen into place for you in the last couple of weeks at North Reading?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been awesome just to watch some of these, some of our players, some of your younger players really grow into their role and not only understand, you know, their responsibilities better, but, you know, improve fundamentally, you know, just that consistent effort, you know, and they're still growing, but it's been a lot of fun to just watch them start to, you know, take ownership and realize that, you know, they can compete at the varsity level. And I think they always knew that, but they've had to grow into it and learn how to really play a varsity-type football game, whether it's, you know, how to read a defense and the different speeds, or how to follow your blockers as a running back or a wide receiver, or understanding kind of the mental part of defense when it comes to varsity. You know, it's not necessarily like a JV game where you haven't really scouted, and so you just go out there and play defense. You know, I mean, varsity, you break down games and you have a game plan, and you've got to know what plays they like and who they're trying to get the ball to and what's your read, what's your responsibility. So there's just a lot more mental part. And these kids have really, really over the last couple of weeks, really started to embrace that and understand that and take ownership of all of it. And it's just been awesome to watch the team grow.
So, of course, you had a Super Bowl championship team a year ago. These guys, part of the program, I'm sure, last year, seeing all of that, but yet it's a whole different story getting out on the field and doing it yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we even talked with last year's group, you know, after we lost in the Super Bowl, when everyone was kind of assuming with that group, oh, we'll just get back there. And I think sometimes when you're not actually the one putting in the work or seeing every little thing, you know, I mean, certainly they saw the games and they were at them, but I think there was still that learning process and maybe not full understanding of the amount of time and effort and coachability and just everything that those varsity players were truly putting in to prepare themselves for Friday night. And I think sometimes, you know, learning those lessons just through experience is what you need. And to the kids' credit so far, you know, they've embraced that and they've been doing that.
Well, you know, you could have a big game early in a schedule, but oftentimes when it's league titles are on the line and different things like that, that they come later in the year, like now. And so, yep. for you and this young team that you have, Ed, I mean, this is a focus point, or if you will, or a real high point, if you will, to be shooting at Friday night when you host Newburyport.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, Newburyport's going to be coming in here, trying to get to 7-1, you know, trying to solidify a higher seed in the playoffs themselves. you know, trying to win a Cal kind of a Cal Kinney title outright. And then for us, you know, it's very much a playoff game for us, you know, and I think it's a awesome opportunity, you know, and I kind of give obviously Newburyport credit, but I told our kids, I give them a lot of credit, you know, I mean, for us to be in this position after starting 0-2, but to now be playing a very meaningful final game of the regular season against Newburyport, it's a credit to them, their hard work, their willingness to grow, and that kind of battle through adversity. So, yeah, it's awesome that we were able to put ourselves in this position, and now it's what do you make out of that?
All right, I'm going to leave one question for you, just this last one, but it's a big one, I guess, you know, for you to drop some names, but share with us a few player names and roles or something or other that, because we always do this when we talk to the coaches, of players that, you know, are stepping up and making a mark, if you will, at this point. And so feel free, share some names with us from North Reading football at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with us, you know, with our quarterback, Jason Berry, sophomore. His growth and coachability and maturity have just been incredible. You know, we've got Otto Indelicato in the backfield on defensive line, really been stepping it up this year for us, kind of going both ways as a sophomore. Gavin Brady at wide receiver has been making plays for us. James Feder and Ryan Lab, two guys that are playing tackle for us, and then they also play linebacker, and they've just been unbelievable guys. And you know, each game they're growing, and which is huge for us. They're two, you know, good sized kids, really good speed, physical. So it's kind of nice having both of them. And then you know, two other receivers and two safeties for us that, you know, help us offensively and defensively. Senior Brandon Ng and then junior Tanner Dupriest. Again, two way players that. Their growth, their leadership have really helped to solidify a younger secondary in their experience, as well as just from an offensive standpoint, their experience helping to grow and be role models for the younger guys offensively and kind of show them a way to be successful. So it's been awesome. I mean, you know, one thing that's really cool, I think, as a coach more so this year than others, is you're always wondering, you know, is this team going to have a personality, or is there going to be an identity? And this team early on, to their credit, really did a great job of developing its personality and its identity. And that kind of chemistry and bonding and togetherness that they've kind of created, I think has been huge for us these past couple weeks. You know, it's certainly a different type of personality from prior teams, but you know, each team kind of has to make their own, and they did that, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of just see and be a part of it.
Sounds great. Well, Ed, thank you so much for your time, and good luck on Friday night. Thanks for your for sharing that information with us.
Awesome. Bill, thank you as always, man. I really appreciate your coverage.
That sounds good. Ed Blum with us, head football coach at North Reading High School, with us here on MSO Newsports.com.